So we've had a very exciting 2 days here. Maybe a little too exciting for me. So we're just recovering now from the Vyasa Puja. So what we're going to do tonight is talk about today. Today is the commemoration of the disappearance day or days of three great personalities: Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and let's see, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So before we begin, we're going to chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas, if that's all right, which I have right here. And then we'll speak about those three personalities. And actually, we will do something. Let me just get something adjusted right now so I can have it ready for you. Second. Oh, good. Let's see. Hold on a second. Okay. Got it. Okay. Let me 1 second. Okay, so we are going to chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas and then speak about these three personalities. So here we go. Jehanilo Premadana Korana Prachur Jehanilo Premadana Korana Prachur Hey no Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur Hey no Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur Kahamora Swarupa Rupa Kaha Sanatan Kahamora Sarupa Rupa Kasanatan Karadasaragu Natha Patita Pavahum Kahadasarag Gunatha Patita Pavan Gamora Patajuga Kakavira Ekakale Kotagela Goranatara Ekakale Kotagela Goranataras Pashane Kutibo Mata Hanale Pashibo Pashane Kutibo Mata Anale Pashibo Koranga Guner Ranede Kota Gele Babo Koranga Guner Ranede Kota Gele Babo Se sabha sangir sanghe ye koilo me lahas. Ye se sabha sangir sanghe ye koilo me lahas. Se sangana paya kande narotamo das. Se sangana paya kande narotamo das. Ye anilo premadana korona pracho. Ye anilo premadana corona pracho. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidapacharya Ostutera Sutashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anantakoti, Vaishnavrinda Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Huridas Thakur Kijai, Pabrahim Se, Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Ganadha, Shivasiri Gaur Bhaktavrinda Kijai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatnath, Shyam Kun Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavan Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimali Lassi Devi Kijai, Samveda Bhakta, Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Pradhananda, Hari Hari Bom. All glorious, the assembled devotees. All glorious, the assembled devotees. All glorious, the assembled devotees. All glorious, to she. Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Soma Ganata Midandasha Gananjana Shalakya Chakshuram Nirikam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my divine spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Ooh, ignorance. Anyway. So, today we're going to speak about these three personalities, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Now, incidentally, they all disappeared on the same day, which is why we're actually commemorating all three of them, or all three of their disappearances, on this day. And very interestingly enough, they actually have or share the same samadhi. And that samadhi is in Radhakund. And it's called the Teen Goswami Samadhi. Teen, in this particular case, means three. So the reason that they're in the same samadhi is quite interesting. Because originally they were in different samadhis. Samadhi, of course, means, for those of you who don't know what it means, the body of a great saint, sannyasi, guru, etc., is considered holy, so it is not cremated when the personality leaves his body. In fact, the body is interred in the ground. They usually surround the body with salt and put some samadhi mantras on the body, and it's considered a very holy place, like Srila Prabhupada's samadhi that's in front of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. So, in this particular case, they were in separate samadhis, or tombs in the Western world. And what happened is that the Mughals, which are a group of Muslims, were attacking Vrindavan and Radhakund and that whole area. They never got as far as Jaipur, because Jaipur was headed up by the Rajputs, who could defeat anyone. Anyway, so they were coming close to Radhakund. And as they were coming close to Radhakund, the Vaishnavas there understood that one of the things that these Mughals did was to disinter that means dig up in common language, the bodies of great saints. They would smash deities, I mean, do so many horrendous things, smash the temples, kill Vaishnavas. In fact, there was one big mogul known as Aurangzeb, who was considered to be by many an incarnation of Kamsa. And he, it's described, would kill as many Brahmins. I don't know if this is a true story, but at least that's the what goes around. He would kill as many Brahmins whose threads would equal his weight every day before he ate. You know, anyway, that's a story. There would be quite a few Brahmins. But he was an enemy. So when his people were approaching this Radhakund area where Raghunath Das Goswami and these other Goswamis were buried, they decided, that is, the Vaishnavas decided to disinter the bodies and cremate the bodies, although ordinarily a sannyasi's body is not cremated. And so the body would not be disrespected or disinterred by the moguls and torn apart or fed to the dogs. I mean, really horrendous what they used to do. So therefore, the ashes from these three great personalities are in one samadhi tomb right on the banks of Radhakund. It's called the Teen Goswami Samadhi. And for those of you who are interested in seeing, there was a video put together that we did a tour of Radhakund area, which includes the Teen Goswami Samadhi and many other areas. And that video will be available in 2 or 3 days. The devotee who did the video put it together, shot me, didn't shoot me with a gun, but he actually shot me on it with a camera. Earlier this year, he's traveling right now. We'll be back in a day or two, and we'll be able to show that video. Anyway, let's go ahead on with this particular class. This class is begin with Raghunath Das Goswami. So let's start with Raghunath Das Goswami. And for all of you visual people, we actually have a slideshow for you. How about that? So we are very merciful. So you can have some visuals today as I describe what's happening. Okay, and we're going to share. And the title of this slideshow is called Raghunath Das Goswami and the Mercy of Lord Nityananda. Let me just check something and make sure it's showing up all right on Facebook, too. We just have to double check. We had a five or six hour Vyasa Puja today, and it was, to say the least, it was a little tiring. Or a little, or very tiring. Okay, yeah, showing up. Let me see the sound. Sound? Okay. It is showing up. Okay, so it's called Raghunath Das Goswami and the Mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this is very, very important. Because we understand that without the mercy of Balaram, no one can make any spiritual advancement. There's this interesting verse, Nayamatma Balahine Na Labwa. Without the mercy of Balaram, no one can make spiritual advancement. And Balaram Oila Nitai. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, one can make spiritual advancement. Because Lord Nityananda, Balaram, they, or he, because it's the same person, is the original spiritual master. You remember that? And Balaram gives you spiritual strength. And with Nityananda gives you eternal bliss. Ananda Nitya. So we all want spiritual bliss and spiritual strength to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. What does spiritual strength mean? Vyavasayatmika buddhire keha kurunandana. That one has determination, one-pointed determination to please Krishna, please the spiritual master. That's spiritual strength. And by that determination, by that faith, as said in the Bible even, that faith can move mountains. Wow. And we also say the one who has implicit faith in the spiritual master and Vedic literatures, everything is revealed to that person, Yasha Devi Parabhakti, Vidyata Devi Tathakuru. So, that's very important. So here is a story about the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami. Let me advance the slides. Whoops. Oh, there's Lord Nityananda, and we all want to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Nithai Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, are like cooling like millions of moons, because right now we are on fire, just like we chant in our Guru Vashtika prayer. Samsara Dhavana Navali Loka. This whole material world is like a fire. What is that fire? Avritam Gyanametena Gyanino Nichavirana. Kamarupena Kontiye. Dushprena Lenacha. That fire of lust and greed and envy. That's the fire. Try to understand that. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can become free of that fire, the burning fire that's really driving us crazy, and then one can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in other words, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one becomes free of an arthas. And then when one comes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can come to the ecstatic platform. Premananda Sukhi. Kevalananda Kanda Bhasha Bhasha Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. There's only bliss. And then by their mercy, the next step is to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, where one can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. This is a picture of the six Goswamis. Of course, there is no snow in Vrindavan. Sometimes it's hail, so somehow this picture has some snow on it. And then one will understand, according to the Upadeshamrita, that the highest place is what? Place is Radhakund and Shamakund. So here's a picture of Radhakund. I believe that I took this picture. Yes, I did. By the mercy of Prabhupada, I took this picture. So let us start with the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami appeared in a place called Saptagrama. It's a big island seaport, and is 12, this land was leased annually by the emperor, from the emperor of Gauda Desh, that means Bengal, and by Hiranya and Gopinath, who were the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami was from a Kayasta family, not a Brahminical family. Father's name was Gopinath. What an auspicious name to have. And his uncle's name was Hiranya, which means gold. Actually, there's people of other religions sometimes that are called gold, gold man, Goldberg, like that. And he had a spiritual master named Yadunanda Acharya. Raghunath Das Goswami was born in the year approximately, 1417. And he learned from another guru, his instructing guru, called Balaramacharya. And he also met Haridas Thakur and had the association of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, as you may or may not know, is the Namacharya. He was the acharya appointed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the chanting of what? The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there's so many stories about Haridas Thakur. Even though he was born in a Muslim family, he was respected by the best of the Vaishnavas, like Dvaitacharya, and given the shraddha plate, and given so much respect. There's stories how he converted prostitutes to Krishna consciousness. He initiated Maya Devi herself. And by his association, Raghunath actually became enlivened in Krishna consciousness. And he was influenced greatly by Haridas Thakur and the chanting of Haridas Thakur. So once upon a time, news reached where Raghunath Das Goswami was, which was Saptagram, as we mentioned before, that Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and had gone to Advaita Acharya's house in Shantipur. So Raghunath went and visited Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur at that particular time, and he put Lord Chaitanya's foot on his head, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. So he stayed for about a week there, seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to give up all his wealth, because remember, his family was quite wealthy. They leased this land from the governor, Saptagram, remember we mentioned that, and they were getting all the rents. It's not that they were just leasing, they were subleasing and getting all the rents. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, by the influence of Haridas Thakur and other Vaishnavas, was so detached from all that money. He had so much, and servants, and maidservants, and anything someone would want. And he wanted to give it all up when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the influence of Haridas Thakur, because he got Haridas Thakur's mercy. And he had tried to run away and join Lord Chaitanya previously in Jagannath Puri. But he was caught each time by his parents' guard, and he was sent back. So then Lord Chaitanya advised him when he met Lord Chaitanya, don't act mad. Just act like a normal person. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the example of a woman who has a paramour. Amour means love. Para doesn't, in this case, mean transcendental, means other. And he said, just like someone who has a paramour, a man who has a paramour, they act normally to not arouse suspicion. Whew. Meantime, so he followed that advice, acted like a perfect pounds, pennies, pence, or whatever man. And he showed this one time, showing how he's such an expert negotiator. Once upon a time, while he was still at home, his father and uncle kept too much of the taxes. They were tax collectors. They collected $2 million from some of the people they were leasing land to, and they only gave $1.5 million of choudhuries or whatever it is. Oh, no, not choudhuries, conchils, whatever, however they measured money at that time. So the Muslim guy who was supposed to get some of that money got very angry and had Raghunath Das in prison because his father and uncle had run away. And Raghunath Das, being very expert, negotiated a deal. Wow. And so father and uncle were very pleased with him. But his mother, after everybody got together and they made peace with the Muslims and put them in jail, didn't put them in jail because the father and uncle had run away, left poor Raghunath to hold the bag. So anyway, after everybody made a deal, win-win proposition, they were still worried about Raghunath Das running away. And Raghunath Das's mother said to the father, why don't you bind him with ropes? And his father said, what sort of big ropes am I going to get? We gave him a wife that's more beautiful than the goddess of fortune, or as beautiful. And so much wealth. I mean, these are the heaviest ropes you can think of. No one can keep a madman of Lord Chaitanya at home. And that's a fact. Sometimes when someone takes on Krishna consciousness, they just become so detached that they want to drop everything. And even, as I mentioned, actually I mentioned in the Vyasa Puja, even I, as their guru, has to tell them, don't give everything up. It's not practical. You've got other service to do for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya told him, he remembered that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to just act like an ordinary person. So Raghunath behaved himself still at that time, didn't try to run away from home, tended to business. And he eventually took initiation from his guru. And then shortly after that, Raghunath Das went to another village called Panihati, which is not too far away from where he was living, where he heard that Lord Nityananda was. And Raghunath Das was very, very humble. He actually didn't approach Lord Nityananda directly. He was like, 100 feet away. But Lord Nityananda spotted him. And Lord Nityananda who is exhibiting an effulgence as great as, let's say, hundreds of thousands of suns, motioned to Raghunath Das, called him a thief, and said, come here. Somehow or other, he knew who Raghunath Das was. And Lord Nityananda put his feet on Raghunath Das's head. And he said, you are a thief. You're like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. You're a thief. And I'm giving you a fine. You should feed all my associates with chipped rice and yogurt. Make a whole festival. And Lord Nityananda said, I belong to a family of coward boys, and I generally have many coward associates with me. I'm happy when we all eat together on a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. So that's Krishna and Balaram were the same as Lord Nityananda. And so all these pots, chipped rice, different types of chipped rice were distributed. There were 400 large pots soaked in hot milk and divided. Everyone was offered two earthen pots. One was put chipped rice with condensed milk and special banana, sugar, ghee, camphor, and the other chipped rice with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Quite sweet. Some of our temples, actually, we've had this festival many, many, many times, and devotees really love this. And this year, I think it was all delivered to people's homes because of the coronavirus. But at that time, there was no virus, at least no coronavirus. So Lord Nityananda himself sat on a raised platform with his associates, and there were seven pots, and from each and every pot, Lord Nityananda took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, who could not be seen by the rest of the people there. Remember this, Lord Chaitanya appeared in a non-manifest form that only a few could see. And he pushed it, and Lord Chaitanya also took part of this prasadam and pushed it in the mouth of Lord Nityananda, and he and Lord Nityananda were laughing as they both ate that prasadam. And here you see another picture. Because Lord Nityananda, by his meditation, was able to bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So most of the people didn't see it. At the end, Lord Nityananda said, everyone should chant Hari Hari. Shopkeepers came to sell their goods, and Raghunath Das, being a very rich person, bought everything and fed it, even to the shopkeepers. Lord Nityananda at that time gave Raghunath Das his remnants and distributed some betel nuts and flowers to Raghunath Das Goswami. So that's Krishna and Balaram, who are always enjoying pastimes in the forest. And here they are, taking prasadam. So this is actually the same thing that was going on, but in the guise of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names, Hari, and eating, and they remembered how Krishna and Balaram did the same thing many, many years before. So this is the place that it happened, this tree. So eventually, Lord Nityananda said to Raghunath Das, placing his feet upon Raghunath Das's head, my dear Raghunath, since you've arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, just to show you his mercy. So that night, after resting, Lord Nityananda went to another devotee's house named Raghava Pandit and began to chant the holy names. All the devotees danced. Lord Chaitanya saw this, came, and saw it. And only Lord Nityananda could see, and Raghava Pandit, this great devotee, cooked for everybody. And it's described that Raghava Pandit was like a cook. Radharani cooked whatever he cooked. Lord Chaitanya ate it all, and Raghunath was given the remnants of Lord Nityananda and told if he ate the remnants, then he would be freed from his entanglement with his family. So then what happened? The next morning, Raghunath Das prayed to get shelter at Lord Chaitanya's feet and said, only by your mercy, Lord Nityananda, can I attain this shelter. So Lord Nityananda praised the opulence of Raghunath Das as a way of glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada used to sometimes praise the past, let's say, riches of some disciple when he was in India, not in America, of course, when he was in India, to impress people in India who were hankering after material Western opulence, that here were devotees who had dropped it all, who had given it all up to join Srila Prabhupada. And that really impressed people. I think in India it impressed people more than anything else, more than the philosophy. So Lord Nityananda asked all the Vaishnavas to bless Raghunath Das and said that Raghunath Das would eventually make his way to Jagannath Puri and be under the shelter of Swarup Damodara Goswami. So Raghunath Das went home at that point, and he stayed in the place called the Durga Mandap, which is like a little temple outside the main house. And then what happened was very, very interesting. One night, his spiritual master, Raghunath Das's spiritual master, came, woke Raghunath Das up and said, "One of my disciples gave up his deity worship. What should I do?" And Raghunath Das said, "Don't worry, you go to sleep. I'll take care of it. I'll go preach to him." Instead of going to preach to him, what did he do? He ran away in the middle of the night, taking the excuse he was serving his guru. And he went through the woods, not the common path, because he understood his father was going to send guards to get him back. It took him 12 days to get there, to Jagannath Puri. And he ate for only 3 days. And then Lord Chaitanya, when he got there, Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das to Swarup Damodara Goswami, which is what Lord Nityananda said would happen, and gave him prasadam, his remnants, for 5 days. But after 5 days, Raghunath Das stopped taking Lord Chaitanya's remnants, and he would stand at the Singhadwara gate, that means the lion gate, or lion door, dwara, of the Jagannath temple, and beg for food. That was pretty amazing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really praised, because he gave up eating this prasadam that Lord Chaitanya was eating, you know, the remnants of Lord Chaitanya. I don't think I would give that up. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Krishna is very merciful to you, Raghunath Das, because you have actually renounced this material world while you had so much wealth." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Your father and uncle are like worms in stool." Why did he say that? Not that he wanted to insult Raghunath Das's father and uncle, because he understood that Raghunath Das's father and uncle were devotees. You know, they actually chanted Hare Krishna, supported Hare Das Thakur and all that other nice stuff. However, they were too attached to things. So worm in stool means that you pull a worm out of the stool and he jumps back in. So Lord Chaitanya could say that because he was related. There's a family relationship like that. And so here's Raghunath Das eating Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants for 5 days. Pretty nice. I don't think I would ever give that up. Phew. And residing under Swarup Damodara Goswami. And he was given the instructions by Swarup Damodara Goswami when he asked for instructions. He said, "Do not expect any honor, but offer all respect to others." This is like Manina, Manadena, Trinadapi, etc. "Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told him that if a renunciate, that means a sannyasi, is eager to taste different foods, his spiritual life is lost. Wow. When I heard that, I took it to heart. If we're just like interested, what's for dinner tonight? Oh, Chinese, sweets, can't live without sweets. Then, at least for a sannyasi, your spiritual life is lost. Wow. So sannyasi has to be very, very careful. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, don't eat opulent food, don't think of women even dreams, think of Radha and Krishna in your heart of hearts. I mean, there's this famous quote. So on the sixth day, as we mentioned before, after he gave up eating the remnants of Lord Chaitanya, he was begging from this gate. It's called the Lion Gate. And then, after some time, he gave that up. And then he went to the prasadam booth. You know, there's a prasadam booth for distribution to beggars, basically, because the tourists, generally, they buy prasad. I remember when we went to Jagannath Puri, we actually bought prasad, almost like khichdi and everything like that. Very wonderful Jagannath prasad. Everything's cooked very, very nicely. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, I gave up begging at the Lion Gate because in this way I was actually thinking, who will give me money? He's a nice guy. I will approach him. So in other words, the equipoise that's necessary, or the samadarshi that's necessary, samadarshi means equal vision that's necessary for a sannyasi, becomes disturbed if one is thinking, oh, he will give more than him, I should give him mercy, etc., like that. And Raghunath Das thought this would might impede my bhajan, my chanting, if I was thinking like partially of people. Better to go where something is given at an appointed time, which is the prasadam kitchen. His father was very worried about him at this time, and his father sent a cook and 400 rupees a month. And that may not sound like a lot. You know, it's less than $8 right now. But that was a fortune. And so Raghunath Das took enough of that money to feed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu twice a month. But after 2 years, he stopped. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased when he stopped. Not that he didn't like having the hospitality of Raghunath Das Goswami, but he's very pleased because he said, if you take money for your own sense gratification or for your own personal stuff from materialist, your mind becomes wicked. So Lord Chaitanya expected the highest renunciation from Raghunath Das. Another time, Raghunath Das asked Lord Chaitanya about his duty. Lord Chaitanya replied, don't speak any gramya kata. Don't hear any, gramya kata means ordinary village talk. Don't eat palatable foodstuffs. Don't dress opulently. Don't expect honor, but give it. Similar to the instructions he got before. Always chant Hare Krishna in your mind, serve Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya at that time gave Raghunath Das some items he had worn for and worshipped for 3 years, Govardhan Shila, which he had cried over, and these Gunjamalas, which represent Radharani, which are these beads, which I have also these beads too, not the original beads of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that way, it was understood that the Govardhan Shila was directly the body of Lord Krishna, and he was giving Raghunath Das Goswami a residence at Radhakund and Govardhan by giving him the Shila. And he said, you should worship the Shila with 8 manjaris. Each manjari, that means Tulsi manjari. It's 2 leaves, that means a bud. And in this way, you'll get the shelter of Govardhan and Shimati Radha Rani's mercy. So he began to worship in this particular way, and he was supplied with different ingredients by Swarup Damodara Goswami, especially the sweets. So after some time, he even stopped eating or getting his prasadam at the free kitchen. Oh my God, what did he do at that point? So he took all the food that was basically thrown away or decomposed by the shopkeepers. It was thrown away because they couldn't sell it. And they put it in a dump right near the Singhadwara gate, and the cows would eat it. You know, that's how they fed the cows. And so he took some of that, even though in that time the cows wouldn't even touch some of it because it smelled so bad. Phew. And he would wash it. It had a rotten odor. And he would wash it and put a little salt on it. And he would eat the hard inner portion of the rice with salt. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to see what was happening, and he discovered that Raghunath Das was doing that, and he said, what nice things are you eating? You know, why don't you share with me? And Lord Chaitanya took a morsel, I mean a little bit of it, and began to eat it. Raghunath Das, and then sorry, Lord Chaitanya was forbidden from taking any more by Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Raghunath Das at that time became so austere, so here's the contrast from his previous life, that he ate and slept combined total 1.5 hours daily, and sometimes not even that. And he had a spiritual body. We cannot imitate that. If we imitate that, we'll become sick and crazy. But these are personalities who descended from the spiritual world. So after 16 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. In other words, after 16 years that Raghunath Das was with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, and Lord Chaitanya had sent Raghunath Das, or told Raghunath Das he should go to Vrindavan after he left this world. So Raghunath Das had the intention of throwing himself from Govardhan Hill and killing himself. But when he got there, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who were his elders, they forbade him from doing that and told him that you are the direct custodian and observer of all this nectar, Gaura Leela, that means the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami every day would recite the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And interestingly enough, one of the personalities who heard from Raghunath Das almost every day was Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, who is known as the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hopefully we'll get a chance to say something about him if we have enough time. So Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami was able to take the information that Raghunath Das gave him, which was direct information, direct observation, and compose the Chaitanya Charitamrita and philosophically explain everything. So Raghunath Das was so dedicated, he would do his bhajan for and speaking about Lord Chaitanya for 22.5 hours a day. And it's described that his regulated practices were compared to a line etched in stone. When you have a line etched in stone, you can't erase that line. That line is there, fixed. And Raghunath Das excavated the Radhakund and Chaimakund. Now, he was residing on the banks of Radhakund and Chaimakund, and what happened is he was meditating how to make this a very nice place to excavate Radhakund and Chaimakund so many people could come and take darshan and bathe in these holy lakes. But he was thinking, you know, I have no money, I'm not going to ask anyone for money, that's it. Meantime, there was a merchant who was visiting Bhadrikashram, and he was going to offer a lot of money to Badrinath, and he's the lord of Bhadrikashram. And when he was getting ready to offer a lot of money, then Lord Badrinath appeared to him in a dream and told this rich man, what did he tell him? He said, you should go to Braj where you find Raghunath Das Goswami and give him the money for Radhakund and Chaimakund excavation. So this man went, gave the money to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he really didn't like to hold money, so basically most of the legal arrangements were made under the jurisdiction of Srila Jiva Goswami, but Raghunath Das Goswami supervised everything that went on, although the legal documents did not have his name, because he was given the duty by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to display the utmost in renunciation. It's not wrong for a sannyasi to be dealing with pounds, shillings, pence, whatever. But Raghunath Das Goswami understood that his specific mission was to show extreme renunciation. Because Raghunath Das Goswami is the acharya of Prayojana. Now, what is Prayojana? Some of you have heard me talk about this before. There's three different levels of devotional service or explanations or information about devotional service. There's sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. Sambandha means basic information. Who or what is the soul? Who or what is Krishna? What is the material energy? What is time? What is karma? All these other nice things. And so and the relationship between all of them. That's sambandha, jnana, knowledge. The next thing is abhideya jnana. Of course, let's go back. Sambandha jnana, the acharya, or the teacher, the main teacher of sambandha jnana is Sanatan Goswami. And the main deity is Madan Mohan. And so then there's abhideya, which means what to do about that sambandha jnana knowledge. You know, the practical activities of connecting to Krishna. Sadhana bhakti, raganuga bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, mahabhav, you know, all those other nice things. That's what, I went a little ahead of myself. The practice of devotional service. Sorry, that's abhideya. And prayojan is the goal, that's prema, mahabhav, pranaya, etc., like that. So let's go back to abhideya. Abhideya, the acharya, is Rupa Goswami. Radha Govinda is the presiding deity. And finally, prayojana means the goal, and that's headed up by Raghunath Das Goswami. And the deity is Radha Gopinath, means the Lord of the Gopis, and Radharani. So as Raghunath Das Goswami was excavating, or supervising the excavation of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, he had a dream, and in that dream, the Pandavas appeared to him, Yudhisthira Maharaj actually, and the Pandavas appeared to him and said, "We are living on the banks of the Shyama Kund. Don't cut us down. We are living as trees." So therefore, Shyama Kund is carved out in a very, very strange fashion, you know, just like not an even fashion, because Raghunath Das Goswami told them not to cut down the trees. The trees later on, of course, recently left their bodies. When I was very young, I could still see the trees. And now only the beam tree, or the shell of the beam tree, which you see here, is left. The other trees are not there anymore. And the Arjuna tree is right over there. Did you see that's Arjuna tree? Looks like Krishna, but it's not. The Arjuna tree right over there. That's the next one, actually. And so Raghunath Das Goswami wrote many, many different literatures. And there's an interesting story about when he was writing and doing his bhajan on the banks of the Shyama Kund. Actually, his bhajan kutir, the place where he did his chanting and writing and everything like that, was right next to the bhajan kutir of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And of course, he wrote his famous book, Manak Shiksha, and other books too. So as he was writing, he didn't have his bhajan kutir at first. So he didn't pay attention to taking care of his body or protecting himself. So one day, he was doing his writing or doing his chanting out in the open, and guess what was there? There was a tiger nearby. Oh my God. And Sanatan Goswami happened to come by that same day, and he saw that Raghunath Das Goswami had tigers near him, but there was someone else who was protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from the tigers. And that person was Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so Sanatan Goswami chastised Raghunath Das Goswami and said to him, "This is ridiculous. You're not supposed to take service from the Lord. You're supposed to serve the Lord. Build yourself a bhajan kutir." But Raghunath Das Goswami didn't do it. Then a few days later, Sanatana Goswami happened to come by, and that day was very, very hot and sunny, and Raghunath Das Goswami was seen being shielded by Srimati Radharani from the sun using her veil. And when Sanatana Goswami saw that, shoo-hoo, he was really upset about that, and he began to chastise him again. So he built his bhajan kutir there. And those of you who go to Govardhan with us, here's another picture of the same thing. Another picture of the same thing. and Sanatan Goswami, he built his Bhajan Kutir right next, as we said before, to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And there is Bhajan Kutir, Raghunathdas Goswami. Another famous story is that once upon a time, Raghunathdas Goswami was arranging for a well to be dug near Radhakund and Shambhakund, because the villagers were using these two kunds, to wash their clothes and cook with and everything like that. And he didn't want that. So what happened is as they were digging the well, they came upon a stone while they were chopping away, and the stone started to bleed. Raghunathdas Goswami said, "Stop it." And that night he had a dream, and Krishna revealed to him that Krishna's tongue was in that well, only the tongue of Govardhan was in that well, and they should install the tongue in a separate temple, and that's what they did. And that's the tongue. Let's see, what is it? Called the tongue mandir. Or jib mandir. So you go out and you turn left, and there you see the jib mandir. Oh, there, yeah. It's a little bit out of order right now. There's the tongue of Govardhan. And then, of course, then there's the story of Bhadari Gashram, which I mentioned before. That's Bhadari Gashram and Badrinath. He paid for the, rich man paid for the installation of that. So, also in Radhakund, there are the first deities that were discovered, which are called the Puran deities, or old deities. They were discovered where Raghunathdas Goswami was arranging for the excavation of Radhakund, and those deities are worshipped right next to Radhakund. Now, can't wait to show you all the video of this. So, this is Radhakund Puran deities, or Puran Mandir. Puran Radhakund. Puran deities, these old deities. So once upon a time, Raghunathdas was doing some manasa seva, that means serving the Lord in his heart or in his mind. And in that manasa seva, he ate some of the remnants that the Lord had, which is rice mixed with milk. And he got very sick from doing that. And the doctors examined him and they said that you have eaten too much rice and milk. And Raghunathdas said, "I didn't eat any." And it turned out that he actually ate it. He actually ate it in his meditation. He became sick from the meditation. Another story is one time the Brajavasi brought Raghunathdas a big leaf filled with whey from the village of Chandravali, Sakistali. And Raghunathdas saw it and he said, "Where have you come from?" And when he found out it was from Chandravali's place, he got very angry and chased the guy because he was a great devotee of Radharani. Also today, well, it's not Krishnadas Kaviraj's appearance, it's disappearance. So other things. So he lived next to Krishnadas Goswami, and then also he established a bathing place for Janaba Mata at Radhakund, a private bathing place and a private Bhajan Kutir. So Raghunathdas Goswami chanted 100,000 malas a day. Actually more than that. 100,000, that's right, 64. He offered 1,000 dandavats, a day to Vaishnavas, 3 hours narrating the Leela of Radha and Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya's Leela, of course, and 2 daily baths in Radhakund. And he passed away in 1595. He had lived in Vrindavan, that is, in Radhakund area, for 41 years, in Jagannath Puri, 16 years. Again, to reiterate, associated with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and gave him all the information of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and that was put together in 1592, and he was the soul of humility. Okay, and here's some information about his writings. He was a poet and dramatist, expert in Sanskrit and other languages, wrote the Stavamali, Dhanakeli, Chintamani, which describes the pastime of Krishna as a tax collector, Mukta Charita, which is the story of sewing pearls to decorate two of Krishna's cows, Hansi and Harini. That's a wonderful story, the Mukta Charita. Charita talks about how, tell the story real quickly, let's see, talks about how Krishna asked the gopis for pearls, they refused, so Krishna took pearls from his mother, planted them in the ground, grew some pearl trees. The gopis got real upset, and they asked for some of the pearls, and Krishna said, you can't have any of my pearls because you didn't give me any of your pearls. Then they took their pearls from their mothers, planted them in the ground, watered them with milk products, and all that grew were thorn trees. And then they begged Krishna for his pearls, to replace the pearls they had taken from their mothers. And Krishna said no. And there was back and forth, and finally Krishna relented and gave them all very nice pearls and individually inscribed boxes. But before that, Krishna had taken the pearls that he grew and put the pearls on all the monkeys and animals in Vrindavan and not the gopis, until he relented and gave them the pearls. And also he's famous for the Manakshiksha, which is a great prayer of how to give up all impediments in devotional service, the instructions for the mind. That's what Manakshiksha means. And here is a list of some of his other works. Avistara Suchana, Chaitanya Ashtaka, Dhanakeli Chintamani, Dhana Nivartana, Kunda Staka. That's another pastime of taxes, Krishna taking taxes. Gopal Rajasthal, Govardhan, anyway, can't read all those different things. But so many nice literatures he left for us. I mean, our heritage, we have so many literatures that have been left to us by these great acharyas. So that's the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. And actually, what's happening? Oh my God, I took the whole class up. So anyway, just very shortly, let me stop the sharing. Very shortly, we will say Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. At an old age, he rejected his family because they offended Lord Nityananda Balaram. And he went to Vrindavan, practically couldn't see, was lame. And he composed this wonderful poetic literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is considered the most authentic philosophical study of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, there's many other studies of Lord Chaitanya's life, but as far as a full explanation of the philosophy that was manifest by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the literature par excellence. So, very, very important. And Raghunath Bhat Goswami, let's see what information I have about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Give me a second. Right. Anyway, he was... Oh, that's wrong information. Hold on a second. Raghunath Bhat Goswami, little information about him. He was born in East Bengal. His father was Tapan Mishra and was a devout Vaishnava, and Lord Chaitanya would come to their house, and Raghunath Bhat would often massage, as a little boy, the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He was sent by his father to Jagannath Puri, and he served Lord Chaitanya for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, but then he was sent back to his parents to serve his parents. And that's interesting because it contrasts with Raghunath Das Goswami's story, in which Raghunath Das Goswami was encouraged to run away from home by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in Raghunath Bhatt's case, he was encouraged to serve his parents because his parents were pure Vaishnavas. And then when his parents left this world, he was able to go to Vrindavan to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Actually, first he went to Jagannath Puri, where he spent another 8 months serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan to study the Bhagavatam and the other Vedic literatures under Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And he didn't build the temple, but his disciples built a temple in Vrindavan called the Gaura Govinda Temple. And he's one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Okay, I think that's all we have time for today. Any questions? Quick questions? Let's see. Quick questions? Anybody? Questions, questions, questions. No one? Yes, all right, Krishna Leela, why don't you unmute yourself? Oh, I got to give you permission. That's right. I've been doing so many Zoom classes, I'm zoomed out. Okay. If I see the word Zoom again, then I may get upset. Anyway.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Send my blessings. Go ahead.
Just a very quick question, Gurudev. As you mentioned, we need mercy of Balaram to advance in spiritual, in bhakti. My question is there any specific details that or something that he likes the most for us to even try to please him?
Yes. What he likes the most is what Lord Nityananda likes the most is to try to bring other people to Krishna consciousness. That's what Balaram, Lord Nityananda liked the most. So we should somehow or other try to bring others to Krishna consciousness. And Lord Nityananda is represented by the spiritual master. And so we should try our best, you know, to preach, to reach out, cultivate people, dedicate our life to that, and then Lord Nityananda will be pleased with us.
Thank you, Guru. Okay. Yes, thank you for the instruction.
Hari Bol, Rishikesh. So, what's up?
Just I want to understand the difference between faith and belief. How do you differentiate faith and belief?
Okay, I have explained that many times before, but I'll do it again. Like a belief is just believing that something exists. Like, for example, this is an example I use all the time in elaborating on this. Let's say if someone is a criminal, okay? The criminal believes that the police exist, right? I hope so. Or else he wouldn't be such a good criminal. So, therefore, he believes, you know, he 100% believe. But he doesn't have faith that he should follow the police. Faith means the implicit trust. In other words, shraddha. Let's analyze this word shraddha. Shraddha means basically to give your heart to trust someone 100%. If you really tear that word apart, you know, Vaishnava faith, you know, the word is translated as faith generally in English. But exactly what it means is to give your heart 100%. To implicitly trust. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita has this very nice verse, Shraddha Shabde Vishya Sakahe Sudrida Nischaya, that faith means to trust so much the person you have faith in that you understand to do what they say, everything will be accomplished. It means to have no doubt. That's faith. To believe means I just believe. You know, so let's say I have a guru. I believe that I have a guru. I believe that you are a guru, Guru Maharaj. But faith means, Guru Maharaj, yes, ours is not to question why, ours is but to do or die. That's faith. You understand? That's the difference. That's the difference. Like a place, the placement, the crook, criminal, dacoit, gunda, he doesn't have faith in the police. He believes in the police. So we're supposed to have faith, not simply believe. See, that's one of the problems with many people profess the Christian belief, the faith, is they say, just believe in the Lord and you'll be saved. And they don't think you could have to do anything about it. But that's not faith. That's just believe that Jesus exists. You know, so Robin, he believed in Lord Ramchandra. But he didn't have faith in him. He believed that Lord Ramchandra was Lord Ramchandra. But he didn't believe that he had to do what he said. Many of the demons believe in Lord Vishnu, but they don't believe that they have to, they don't have faith that they have to follow what Lord Vishnu says or does. All right?
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you so much.
Okay. I think Radha Sundari has a question. She unmuted herself.
Yes, Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisance. Gurudev, I'm preaching someone, and slowly I'm bringing this person. But I just want to know which book would be better to give him, because he's got a Bhagavad Gita, but he says it's too big for him to read. So I was thinking of Science of Self-Realization. Should I give him that?
Why don't you give him a copy of my book, You're Not the Body?
Yeah, I'm looking for that, Gurudev, because I had two copies and I've already given that out.
They have plenty of copy. They have plenty of copies at Naveen's house.
Okay.
I think I left them a whole. I left them a whole case there or something like that.
Okay.
So that's that's the best book, and it's very easy to read, very explanatory.
Yeah, because I was thinking of giving him Science of Self-Realization, but then I thought of your book, because I've given someone Self-Realization and your book at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them both. But, there's other books like Coming Back. I don't know if they still have Coming Back available.
They do, I think, at the temple. So tomorrow when I go for my service, I'll probably pick one up from...
Yeah, that's a nice book, or Higher Taste, something really simple like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those are really easy books to understand.
Yeah, because he's really, really kermy. He, kills animals to eat, so I'm trying to... So he's really interested when I talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so do that. Yeah, do that. Try to find some book for him.
Yeah, because he's lost a... he was 27 and he had, I think, pancreas cancer. Yeah. And that's how it started. And he said to me, this world is very nice. So I asked him, what is so nice about this world? So that's how everything started. So he's really, really interested. So I have to grab him,
Okay, yeah, definitely give him some books. That's good.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you,
Radha Sundari. And I guess Madhava had a question. He's going to be the last one.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Haribaba.
So, yeah, Hare Krishna. So I just missed out the deities of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, deity's name. I just missed out.
Well, Gaur Govinda are the deities that were installed by his disciple, but Raghunath Das Goswami was the acharya of Prayojana, and the deities that represent Prayojana are Radha Gopinath.
Thank you.
Although Raghunath Das Goswami was not the one who installed Radha Gopinath, it was Madhu Pandit, another great devotee.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. All right. We have to. Thank you. We have Thank you very much. We have to end now. And because tomorrow morning I got more Zoom meetings, not classes. We're going to have to attach a computer. This is like 5.5 hours of Zoom Vyas Puja today. It was like, I think I'm going to have to build a computer into my brain or something like that after this. Krishna's detaching me from computers. Sometimes when you really want something a lot, then Krishna sends it to you. And then gives it to you.
We all need to hear from the devotees, Vaishnavas around the world about, we know quite a bit about you being here, lucky to be here in Goloka Dham, but it's good to hear from around the world, Vaishnavas, about your pastimes with them there. That's nice. Joyful. Yes.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm just talking about all these hours on Zoom.
Not enough for folks to share. It's still not enough.
Yeah, but no more nights. No more nights like this. Once a year. At least just once a year.